I know, isn't it? Oh, I really do like this view. Yeah, because you can literally, like, just see traffic from here. And that's, like, a weird thing to enjoy, but it's so nice just to, like, look at cars. Yeah, because we couldn't before. I mean, we were looking at cars. They're just all parked. Now these cars are moving. These are moving cars. We can just, like, look at them. Yeah, I've been playing, like, this game with myself recently. And I know. I mean, I would love to play it with you, but it basically, I'm looking at cars. I'm, like, seeing if I can guess the make and the model from without my glasses on. I'm like, that looks like a RAV4, maybe? Yeah. Let me see. That is a Camry. Ooh, Land Rover, I think. Hyundai, that's just a white van. Aston Martin. Ford. Audi. F-150. Jaguar. Yeah, and like that's basically been my... Oh, I know, it's been like the bane of me getting any work done. Is just staring out the window being like, car. Car. Now, I know how dogs feel. Yeah, when they stare out the window and just look at traffic. I get the appeal. Yeah, I think inside of most people is a golden retriever just wanting to look at traffic. It's just relaxing, you know? There's just something super relaxing looking like at cars going by and hearing cars go by. You know, it's that like, it's just something about it. Oh, that's so cool. That was like a... Yeah, it was like one of those old school taxis. That was so cool. Oh, I've never seen a car like that. That is really cool. Oh, that's a CR-V. Oh, shit, is that a Porsche? Yeah, it's a Porsche. It's a Cayenne. Cayennes are so common. I've been seeing so many Cayennes on this road. Yeah, there's an Audi there. Yeah, I've just basically been like... shouting at cars as I see them. Like, obviously in my head. If I just did that out loud all day, you would go crazy. That would drive you mad. I don't know. It's fun. I like to think about, like, how long they've owned the car. Why they bought it. For what reasons, you know? Yeah, sometimes car buying is, like, a utilitarian thing. But sometimes it's, like, based on desire, you know? Like, you... Like, some kid's dream of, like, I always want an F-150 when I grow up, for some reason. No, I don't know. Trucks were never my thing. No. I don't know if I would want a supercar or a hypercar. I feel like that's, like, the pinnacle of most people's car aspirations are, like, I really want a hypercar. And, like, sure, that would be really cool. But I think I'd just be too nervous about it all the time. Yeah, like, if I had, like, a Zonda or something nuts... Or, like, a McLaren. Is a McLaren considered a hypercar? No, but the Veyron is, the Bugatti. Yeah, it's a hypercar. Yeah, like, if I owned a hypercar, I don't know if I'd, like, drive it all the time. I'd be too nervous. It'd be too, like, nerve-wracking. No, I think I just want, like, a really souped-up streetcar. No, not, like, in the Fast and Furious way. I don't want something with, like, NOS. I just want something with, like, a lot of bells and whistles. Like, if it has, like, a lane assist and, like, auto parking and a rear camera and, like... Yeah, I think I'm officially a dad. The moment you stop caring about cars going fast, you're like, I just want them to be really safe, you know? That's when you cross the threshold to daddom. Yeah. I'm not at the minivan phase yet. We're not there, but we're at, like, I want something that has a high safety rating. Like, does it have rear airbags? That's a plus. Like, yeah, I don't know. What happened? Where did my young aspirations go for, like, owning a Ferrari and, like, a Lamborghini? Where did those days go? Oh, yeah, and definitely something that can handle snow. Like, Ice Assist is the... I'm never, ever, ever owning a car ever again that doesn't have Ice Assist. That is the greatest invention I've ever seen in a car. Yes. Like, the fact that it can increase my traction control on ice blows my fucking mind. Yes, it does. It's amazing. So amazing. Yes. The thing is, you don't. If you drove on ice more, you would understand what I'm saying. It's so good. So good. It's like my new favorite thing. Oh, yeah. No, I'm just like, oh yeah, it's so nice. Like, technology and cars are so nice now. I'm just thinking about those, like, oh, I remember driving those old cars from like the 70s, and those cars were rough. 70s and 80s cars, jeez. Before you had, like, when the wheel was, like, literally turning the, like, when you turn the wheels, you're literally turning the wheel. Oh my god. We're so spoiled now. We have such good cars now. Cars are so easy to drive now. Yeah. I am kind of bummed, though, that I can't get manuals, like, because it costs more. Yeah, I'm paying, like, 15 grand just to get stick in a car, which is nuts. Like, I'm paying more for an inconvenience, but it's not, like, an inconvenience because it's fun to drive stick, except for traffic. Traffic stick driving is terrible. It's god-awful. Yeah, I wouldn't wish that upon, like, my worst enemy. Driving in traffic with stick shift is a nightmare. Oh, no, like, highway traffic. Not, like, stop. Like, stop, go on service streets is fine. But when you're on the highway and you have to, like, oh, shift down and shift up, oh, my God. L.A., if you're in L.A. and you're driving stick, it'll make you go crazy. It's probably why there's so much road rage in L.A. It's the one guy who's on stick shift who's just losing his mind. Yeah. Then you put me in a stick shift car in LA rush hour, and I'll be on the 6 o'clock news. I'll be the man leaves vehicle and just loses his collective mind on the LA freeway. Like, that would be me. No, you're not distracting me from work. I was distracting myself from work. I was looking out at cars and daydreaming. No, you're not at fault at all. I appreciate you coming in. Yeah. Thank you for daydreaming and watching cars with me. Yeah, I gotta get back to it, though. I'm close. I mean, I guess define close, but I'm close. I'm almost done with this chapter. Yeah. I don't know. I think it's a dialogue issue. Yeah, probably. I don't know. Once it's done, I can, like, all first drafts are bad. I'll just have to, like, go back and just, like, go at it with, like, an axe. Or a hammer, or a chisel, I don't know. Some kind of tool of shaping to fix the hunk of clay which has been dropped in my lap. It's fine. It is, it's okay. No, it's okay. It is, genuinely. I love you. Yeah, so much. Ooh, what is that? Oh, man, oh, can I put my glasses? I think it's a Tesla. That's my money's on. That's a Tesla. Yeah, and it looks like a Tesla. Oh, man, I wish I could put on my glasses so I can see it. I'm pretty sure it's a Tesla. Yeah. I mean, yeah, it does have, like, a Cayenne body shape, but I'm pretty sure that's a Tesla. Like, oh, no, do you know what that is? Oh, that's the new Mustang. It's the Mustang SUV. Oh, I know. They are so cool. They are one. I don't know. I think they're really cool. They're such a cool looking car. Yeah. Anyway, I'm gonna get back to work. Can you close the window for me? Because if it's open, I'm just gonna keep getting distracted. I love you too, baby. Thank you.